Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I really don't know where I got the idea to talk about rejection. Obviously, it's a shitty thing. It's that awful, crappy thing that is just terrible. And even I don't know if I could put a warm fuzzy spin on it, but that's my goal. I have some things I want to read and talk to you guys about. I do get a lot of male people seeking advice about relationships or how to handle something or how to deal with something. And hopefully this will help a little. I don't know. This first thing I wanted to read, first thing, I'm just calling it things, I wanted to read to you. It's by a really cool author, Neil Gaiman, and this is what he writes. Have you ever been in love? Horrible, isn't it? It makes you so vulnerable. It opens your chest, and it opens up your heart, and it means that someone can get inside you and mess you up. You build up all these defenses. You build up a whole suit of armor so that nothing can hurt you. Then one stupid person, no different from any other stupid person, wanders into your stupid life. You give them a piece of you. They didn't ask for it. They did something dumb one day, like kiss you or smile at you. And then your life isn't yours anymore. Love takes hostages. It gets inside you. It eats you out and leaves you crying in the darkness. So simple a phrase like, maybe we should be friends, turns into a glass splinter working its way into your heart. It hurts, not just in the imagination, not just in the mind. It's a soul hurt, a real gets inside of you and rips you apart pain. I hate love. Okay, I don't agree. I mean, okay, I agree with everything except the I hate love part. I do hate love. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate falling in love. I hate that feeling. I hate that. I hate that feeling of being just, you're not in control of yourself. You're not in control of your feelings. You're sending stupid dorky pictures of yourself over your cell phone. You're thinking cheesy, goofy little thoughts during the day. You're saying things that you're like, oh my God, why am I, I've never said shit like this before. What is wrong with me? And again, you let someone call you a pet name, or you think up a dorky pet name for the other person. You're just, it's just, I hate falling in love. It's a wonderful thing, and I hope everyone experiences it, but personally, I dread it. I dread it, and you can't help it. Like, I can't, I know I can't. Like, you meet someone, and you're like, fuck, here we go. I don't know if that makes any sense at all. I think love is a beautiful thing. I think being in a relationship is a wonderful thing. But when you fall in love, you meet that person, you're like, here we go. And it's just a roller coaster ride. And sometimes, you know, you get onto that roller coaster, you put your safety harness on, the clicking begins, you're click, 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 going up the hill. And then it stops. And you're in that front row seat and you look down and then it just drops and you're riding this roller coaster. You're going left, you're going right, you're going up, you're going down. Sometimes you go upside down. You're doing all these things. And sometimes you don't know if there's an end to it. Sometimes it's too short. Sometimes you hate it and you want off, and other times it just collapses underneath you It's just, does that make sense analogy? It's very, very late at night or early in the morning, depending how you look at it, while I'm talking. But yeah, it's just something, and it's something you know when you're falling in love. When you're falling for somebody, even if it's not love yet, even if you're not sure, I'm very good at denying. I'm very good at lying to myself and being like, no, you're not falling for this person. Typically, there's one weird thing, well, there's lots of weird things about me, but my one weird thing that is always a tip off that I know myself well enough to know that if I think this about a person, then I got it bad for them. And it's if I think about doing their laundry. I know that's weird. But I'm not a very domestic person. Like, I take care of my house. I keep it clean. I do my laundry. I do dishes. Everything like that. My house is very clean. But I'm not a domestic person where I worry about those things. They get done, you know, and I have a schedule and everything that I keep to. But they're not. It's not like I dream about being some trophy wife that just takes care of the house and my spouse goes off into the world to work. I don't have any fantasies like that. And just so if I know, like, I'm like thinking about wanting to do somebody's laundry, it's just such a weird thing because who does that? But yeah, it's just when you fall for somebody, you know. And I think so many people don't want to be alone. And so they just want to be in a relationship. But the thing you have to do about your, you know, you have to know you're okay. You have to know you're in a good place mentally. You can't just go jumping into a relationship because you want one. Because that's not healthy. You need to know that you're comfortable with who you are at that moment in time. Does that make sense? Because we all go through cycles in our life where we're like, you know, not as positive about things. You're not as comfortable in your life. And I guess you can't really help when you meet somebody. But a little planning never hurts if you can help it. This next piece I wanted to read, Jericho Silvers wrote this, and it's called The Fear of Getting Attached. There will be a time that we'll be afraid of welcoming people into our lives. We'll be scared of letting people in and get attached with them. The reason is our fear of suffering the pain that truly devastates, the pain of letting go. The first and the most basic thing that we'll think of doing is to stay away from those people we're afraid of getting attached. And there's nothing easy with that because it is the equivalent to avoiding the privilege to become finally happy. And there's a thing that will worsen it more. We will be caught in the middle of choosing which pain to endure. Which pain can we stand better? The pain caused by unhappiness and loneliness? Or the pain that nobody will ever be strong enough to stand against? I don't know. I guess, like, I love really easily. I do. I love very easily. But trust is very hard for me. It's not an easy thing. Anyways. So that's kind of, this one really, like, says a lot to me because it says, you know, you have to choose between one of those pains. Do you want to hurt and ache to be sad, you know, not happy and lonely? Or do you want to put yourself in a situation with somebody and hope they never let you down? I have an outlook on love and rejection and relationships and trust and all that. That I do stay very closed off with my feelings. You know, I will be a friend. I will be, you know, I will be a supporter of somebody. I will be caring and everything. But I stay very cut off. I don't like letting myself, you know, go over the deep end. But when I do find somebody, then I can't help it. Because if I could help it, I probably would never fall in love. I would probably never feel deep, you know, passion and emotion for anyone. Which sounds so weird because my life is based off of passion. It's really the foundation of stuff, but it takes a toll on you. Anyways, so my philosophy is if I do come across a person and I'm like, fuck. They got through. Somehow they climbed the wall. They broke the wall down. They dug underneath it. Somehow they got past the army of little green men put out there, the tag dogs, everything. Somehow they got through all that and they found their way to my heart. Then, once I can't deny it from myself anymore, I finally just am like, this is what I'm gonna do. I am accepting right now that it might not go well. That it might end with me being very hurt. That it might end with me hurting someone else. And as much as I don't like admitting this, because this is such a vulnerability of mine that I'm very good at denying, I'm gonna love this person regardless of anything. I'm gonna put everything into this person and my feelings, and I'm gonna let myself feel what comes so naturally when you do meet a person you care about. I'm gonna let myself think those things. I'm gonna let myself say those things. So when I do find somebody, I am totally a love-struck fool because I let myself be honest. I'm honest with my feelings. I'm honest with my emotions. And I'm not going to hide them from that person. Now, what they do with it, that's the shitty thing. Because some people will be like, oh, that's awesome. Yay, let's try this out. Other people are like, oh, no, thank you. And then there's people that kind of walk the line and you don't know if they're they're just using you for, like, that ego boost. Or if they, feel something for you, but they're, you know, afraid to admit it. So, maybe they have, not sure what pain's worse, the pain of being alone, or the pain of fear of letting someone down, or being let down. I don't know. But it is rare that I do things like that and let myself get carried away and swept up in those feelings. But when I do, I accept responsibility for myself. And everyone's different. But, in breakups, I mean, I've said before that I've always, in the relationships I've been in, I've never been broken up with. I've always been the one to end a relationship. And a lot of people wrote me and are like, wow, that's, you know, that must be great, or, you know, and it's not, it's shitty. It's shitty because I take it so personally and so, serious because I empathize with people. I know that they're hurt. I understand it. It's like I can feel it almost. And I never want to hurt anyone. But anyways, so you know that whole love and being out of control and not being able to control your feelings or your emotions and all that junk. We're gonna call it junk. It's like the most beautiful experience in life is to love someone and to be loved in return, and I'm calling it junk. How disrespectful is that? I'm sorry. Sorry. But it's just how I look, how I look at it, because it's just like, here we go again. We're gonna do this again. I almost compared it to doing taxes. But it's not. It's like taxes. Am I gonna get a return or am I not gonna get a return? Am I gonna, it's just, anyways, random. I take responsibility, and so I accept that, yeah, I felt something for this person, and I'm gonna let it show, and I'm gonna be honest, and I'm gonna tell them, and I'm not gonna deny it, and, if they don't feel the same way, then that's them. They're an individual. It doesn't mean they're complete. I mean, yeah, they're rejecting you, but that, I mean, that's not your fault. That just means that they're not attracted to you. So someone's not attracted to me. It's not the end of the world. Last time I checked, there's a couple people out there. Sometimes it's hard to find them. And, I've always found it's better to admit it, you know, up front. The moment you start to feel something for somebody, and admit it to them. Just tell them. And I know it's weird, and I'm a weird girl, so maybe that's it, but I have to. I just can't keep it in. I'm like, hi, you're cute, I like you, what are we gonna do about that? That's pretty much how I am. I don't like games. I can't play games. I have no strategy. But don't even try to play me in Monopoly, because I will fail miserably. Just let me sit there and do the bank and play with things. I don't play games. Some people like that, and that's fine, but that's not for me. I just like, just be straightforward with me. Just be honest with me. And, you know, life's hard enough. It's like, I don't need to complicate my life anymore. So... okay, and then this, is by Mark Hack, and it says, let someone love you just the way you are, as flawed as you might be, as unattractive as you sometimes feel, and as unaccomplished as you think you are. To believe that you must hide all the parts of you that are broken out of fear that someone else is incapable of loving what is less than perfect is to believe that sunlight is incapable of entering a broken window and illuminating a dark room. I like that. We all have insecurities. I hate my nose. I don't know. You know, we all have things we don't like about ourselves. We all have things we don't think other people are going to like. We all have skeletons in our closet. We all have secrets. We all have parts of our body we don't like. We have parts of our personality we don't like. We might be embarrassed that we don't make enough money, that we don't drive a nice enough car. You know, we all have insecurities. And things that we think hold us back from other people accepting us. In my experience, I would rather have one or two people that love me for who I am, knowing how goofy I am, knowing how silly I am, knowing how serious I can get at times. You know, and all of the broken pieces of me, I would rather have someone love me with those then try and hide them. Because life's no fun if you have to hide things, if you have to be a different person for every single person you meet. You know? And it's not fair to the other person either. It's not fair to them if you hide the true you from them. Because so many people, you know, are going through the same thing, but obviously we don't know what other people are going through. We don't know what they're thinking. We don't know their worries and their fears and what wakes them up in the middle of the night. And what they dread when they wake up or what they think about when they're in the shower. And we're all still people, no matter what we look like, no matter how much money we have or don't have, no matter how popular we seem. You know, we all have those worries and fears and insecurities. So, don't hide who you really are.
I mean, if you got something really freaky, you can keep it in the closet for a little while until the person's a little more comfortable. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, just be yourself.
It is tricky for me. You know, here I am saying that, and then no one in my real life knows about these audios I make or the way I live, or how sexual I am, but it's really a piece of me that I value. It's a part of me that I grew and developed on my own. And I really look at it as a privilege for someone to learn that about me. And I know there's thousands of people out there that know these things about me, but they don't know the real me that goes along with it and how those two parts interact. So anyways, I know rejection sucks. I know it's scary to put yourself out there, but don't be afraid of it. Don't take it so personal. I know it's incredibly personal, but that's just one person. That's just what one person thinks about you. You know, if I worried if one person, what one person thought of me, where I'd be. Of course I have worries. Of course I worry about the stupid things that come out of my mouth sometimes and you guys hear. I worry about looking like an idiot. I worry that the things I say don't seem sexy enough for people. But I still keep trying. I still keep putting myself out there. I want to be there for you guys. I want to support you. I want to make your day a little easier. So, if you've been rejected lately, I hope maybe this helped a little bit. You need to be gentle with yourself. I mean, don't beat yourself up over it. That's what life's about. Yeah. You gotta train yourself to not be what if something bad happened. You really, really, really have to learn how to think, but what if that really good thing I want happens? You have to learn patience. Patience is a virtue, and it's a bitch to learn, but it makes life a little easier. If you're like, okay, I didn't get it this time. I didn't get that date. I didn't get that person's number. I didn't get asked out. I didn't, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, you gotta keep trying. You gotta keep putting yourself out there. Alright, well, let's see here. I hope that you guys enjoyed that. I hope that, I don't know. I hope it helped. I hope it was uplifting and positive and not a crash and burn depressing pillow talk. Hopefully it was a good one to fall asleep to. Alright, my loves. I hope you're well. And I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye.